I Xeroxed all the material. David, you don't have to trouble yourself. I'm doing one thesis. And I have to stop earlier because I have to say a hesped over there. And he kept calling me. I should come on time. I took my wife too, so. I'm doing the sugya and Daf Samach Zayin and Aleph. A very famous sugya. We'll just read the Gemara a little bit, and then we'll try to see what we can do with the tesis here. The Gemara says here that there are two topics that are being discussed here. One is the topic of Shinui, where the Shinui is Kone, and the other topic is, of course, the topic of Yeish. So, what I'll do is I'll just read one line of the Gemara, two lines on the bottom of the page. Amar Ula, Minayin liYeish Einu Kone. A Gazlan is not Kone biYeish, even though the Nigzal, the owner, essentially gives up hope, Vailich Sarin Kis. He understands he's probably not going to retrieve the item that was stolen. Shenemar ve'esim gozul es ha'pisech ve'sacholem. Gozul dumi the pisech. This pasuk of Malachi, the Gemara, essentially compares the two items that I mentioned in the pasuk. Gozul is compared, pisech, ma pisech lese takanta klal. Pisech is a physical issue. Av gozul de lese takanta. Lo shalufnei yeish, lo shalayacha yeish. Then the Gemara quoted here on Amid Beis, the pasuk, Rav Amar Mihocho, Karbonu below HaGozul. That the pasuk says, Ish mentions the beginning there, Karbono, and the Gemara is a mayit, has to be your Karbon and not a Karbon that's stolen. The Gemara is Takasha, Ilem Lufnei Yeish, Pshita Loma Likra. It's not yours. So that's already a din that Gozol is Yashu Abaylam, Shnei Milchom Behagdish, Zelfi Shein Shalom, Zelfi Shein Abashusa. It's not yours. Before Yeish, there's no need to tell you a pasuk. Karbanu v'la gozol. V'la v'lacha yeyush. U'shma mino. Yeyush lo koni shma mino. So the Gemara, in effect, Ula cites one makor, and then the second makor is the makor of karbanu v'la gozol. Comes to this, and now you can see it. It's in the, on the first page, I hope. Page number one. Oma Ula. So this is a very famous machlokes in the time of the Ri. And they argue, b'dover ha-gozul lacha yeyush, once yeyush takes place, according to Man Yomar, that yeyush b'chdi is kone. Usually yeyush is kone together with some other element. There's a hybrid of yeyush and shini rishus, perhaps yeyush and shini Hashem, yeyush and shini maise, all the different types of shutafut that can create a situation where yeyush works. So here the question is, a davar ha-gozel, something that's stolen, can, according to Man Yomar, the yeish b'chdi is kone, so now the question is, can the gazlan be mekayim the mitzvah or not? I mean, the time holds, we'll read it in a second, that even though yeish k'di is kone, the gazlan cannot be yotze yideh chavosa. Even though yeish alone is kone, according to this Man Yomar, but the gazlan cannot be yotze, and the reason why it's possible, because the mitzvah abo b'avera. That's the position of Ebed Tam. And the Re says, no, the Re holds, you can't be Yotze. So we'll just read that
same passage, isn't it?
Section, what?
Same passage in Malachi.
Yeah. The Re says, we'll read the language that says this. Oma Ula Minayin Liyesh and Kone, Mashma Hocha, the Saba Ula, the Yeyush, Lo Koni. It's a pretty clear statement. And then Tesis goes on to say, the Chain Bani Zokin, the Gemara there in Gidin, the Oma Ula, Dvar Torah, Bein Noda, Bein Lo Noda, Ein Mechaperis. My Taimah, Yeish kedi lo koni. So if Yeish is not kone, obviously the kapara will not be achieved. Because I've been at time, that begozo basa, gavi plukta, the rabshim rabbonin, the gana begazin koma ula, machogs bistam. I'll be a dua, the rabako, Yeish koni. So he brings the Gemara that Yeish is kone. Vyome I've been at time. So here's I've been at time, we're talking about the behom mokum Yeish kone, wakling a carbon, enechanami, it could be Yeish works. However, if you're getting a carbon, it's not going to work because a mitzvah above Aveira. Or maybe Raya, Mehida Nizoki.
It's called for Korban.
What?
I'm sorry, Yerush is called.
It's called Rockling in Korban, it's not Kone.
It's not.
It's not.
Well, it's not that it's not Kone, it's not valid for a Korban.
It's not valid, correct.
It's Balarasa.
Correct. It's not valid. Okay, you said a swar already. Bishum Dahavi mitzvah above Aveira. Or maybe Raya, Mehida Nizoki, the Parachasim Le'ula. The Gemara has to Kashim, Mehida Gona Behigdish. First, you stole. And then you will magdish it. V'achagah tovichum bakar. V'sham tashum b'kevil. V'sham tashum b'dal v'hei. So the Gemara says there, v'tani alo ki agav the b'chutz, if the eshrut e'chutz, onush koris. V'yam yeish lo koni. If you're not koni with yeish, koris may have it. Why are you going to be chayv koris for eshrut e'chutz? V'ashto, b'lav ha'i, v'tani alo, even without that, habal in the mitvach migufa. Because we just pointed out that Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Shnei min chom la'agdish. Gozal alman, siyashu abaylim. Zel fi shena shalom, zel fi shena b'shusa. So if that's the case, he should have asked, if Yesh is not konim, kain, ain't lo koch la'agdish. I might put them with alvehe. Holo tovach. The hegdish. Elavadai l'chol mili mode ula di Yesh koni, rak le'inyan akrova. So that's Rabbi Natan's general position. That even if Yesh is Kone, but the Gazan is not Yotze, and the Psul is because of Mitzvah B'Avera, and he goes on to say, Taisis.
So just within the words of Ula, though, it doesn't fit so nicely.
I'm asking. It's not a clean fit. Okay. Elevadi l'chol mi di bode Ula di Yesh Kone, rakli ni hakrova, lohi parach mi di toni alo de b'chutz ha nishkareis, alma roi le pesach olamoi. I mean, that has to be, in order to be chayev, it has to be roi le pesach olamoi. Okay, that's one raya Rabbi Natan brings. It brings a second raya. Old Maaseh Rabbi Natan raya Mirish Luv Hagozel. The Pasul Luv Hagozel filled by Yom Tosheni. Even Yom Tosheni, where we know that the Din of Lachem only applies Yom Tosheni, and he says even Yom Tosheni you can't use the Luv Hagozel. There's no requirement of Lachem. Before Shabbat Yechon Mishum Mitzvah, Abba Baver Shenema Vebesim Gozel Asapisiach Gozel Dum Nibisiach Ben Lufnei Yesh Ben Lacha Yesh. Again, Bishlam Lufnei Yeyush Delav Didehi. It's not yours before Yesh. Lacha Yeyush. So why should there be a problem? My timer, lab mishun mitzvah b'avera, mashmi d'sov b'chol duchti d'yesh koni rak linyan mitzvah. So that's the position of Rabbi Natan. Now that the Ri asks, the kasha of the Ri, the piusha, imkein my parch le'el abayi l'rabba b'karbono ula ha'gozlo dilma b'karbono modi rabba k'ma ula. Maybe if it's his karbon, perhaps he'll agree. The Gemara there says, "Mitzvah Yotzi B'Shol Yotzi B'Gozel." The less late time of the mitzvah Abba Avera, Al Korcha Yisrael. The Lav Ochi, you have to assume he subscribes to that. If not, Kiyam B'Nam B'Yeish Shalkoni Tikshel Le'Yamai Yosel Lakriva. Kevin Hashem Hegdish Chalavav Kedamar. The Abi Yeish V'Shin Hashem Elavadim B'Shum Da Mitzvah Abba Avera. Anyway, Rabbi Natan is going to the Ri is going to argue with this position of the time, and he holds you are Yotze. So I just want to explain this machlokas. There's more here. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of it. But so look in the... This is a famous Yerushalmi, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. The most famous Yerushalmi is on page number 3 in Shas. And this Yerushalmi is often used in different contexts. The Yerushalmi is talking about Korea al-Mesel b'Shabbos. It's a Mishnah, Masech HaShabbos. The person decides to go ahead and tear Kriya. He's an Avel. It could be one of two situations. Koreh b'chamoso. The Gemara said that's considered to be a tikkun. The person who tears clothing or he does something destructive in order that he should somehow be able to vent. My mother, Alei Hashalom, bought for me a punching bag. And I was a very young man. So I'm a middle child, so apparently I'm supposed to be rebellious. And they're like, what? So take out my anger in order to vent. So I was supposed to vent on a punching bag. Because I actually had a punching bag. I had two brothers. They were excellent punching bags. But my brother thought that this is a better option. Anyway, so I'm just mentioning. So Korea b'chamoso, Korea mitzvah b'Shabbos. So the halacha, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Yotzi the mitzvah of Kriya. As far as the mitzvah Kriya, of course, the problem is you're machal Shabbos. So that you're going to be liable for the death penalty. It's a kind of a kavli rabim in that situation that you have over there. So they hear the Yerushalmi ask the following kasha, and then I'm just reading this Yerushalmi. Over here, I circled it. Of course, it's an act of kilkul. So the Gemara actually here asks the following question, and the question really, I'm not going to read the whole thing, I just want to shorten this since I have to leave shortly. But anyway, the question the Gemara asks is the following. Yerushalmi, why are you Yotze? When you're Korea and Shabbos, why are you Yotze? What's the difference between this and someone who eats matzah gzula and Pesach? Matzah Gzula on Pesach, just like the Mishnah said, Lulav HaGozel is Pasul. Matzah Gzula is also Pasul. You're not Yotzi in the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. So why is there a difference?
What? If it's not
a Daraisa. You're right, it's not a Daraisa, but still, we're talking about an Echonami, but we're talking about an Eser, an Echonami. I'm a Kalkalam Sasaki in Yisrael. So if your intention is, I'm a Sasaki, then you are Chai. That's what the Mishnah writes. It's also a Mishnah in Shabbos. But the question that Yerushalmi is asking, why is it different than Matzah Gzula? Well, you're not Yotze. He just wants to know two different types of mitzvah above Avera. One I am Yotze, one I'm not Yotze. So the Yerushalmi is a famous answer. It's in the middle of Yerushalmi. You see where it says, Omalon tamon gufa Avera, beram hocha hu aver Avera. Everyone see that line?
No.
It's on, in the middle of the, of this Yerushalmi, it's about, from the Gemara down, approximately 12, 13 lines. The last two words in the line. He said, Matzah Gzula and Yotze, Yidechavasa v'Pesach Amalam, Tamon Gufa Avera. Everyone see what I'm reading? Beram Hocha, Yotze Avera. The Yerushalmi, what does that mean? The little translation, Tamon, over there, we're talking about the item itself is Guf Avera. Beram Hocha, Hu Avera Avera. It's telling you something in regarding Mitzvah Bab Avera. Where a person goes ahead and does a Maisa Avera together with the Mitzvah, that apparently doesn't pass the mitzvah. That's something that apparently
there,
both
there
can...
Matzah?
What was that?
There is matzah case?
I'm sorry? Yeah. Exactly. Now, so he's saying the following, that the HaKorei HaMeso, in the, let's say regarding Shabbos, where you're over on an Isur, or HaOchel Matzah, correct? The Chetzah itself is not a Chetzah Shalavera. The Kriya itself is an act of Kriya. Correct? All right, you did it on Shabbos, so that's obviously a problem. The chetzah shel matzah is a chetzah matzah. It just happens to be matzah, which is gozel, where you took it out from someone else's reshus and you went ahead. So apparently, what is the Yerushalmi trying to say? That there's a distinction between the language is very unclear. Tamon gufa avera. What does that mean? Tamon gufa avera. Look, actually, you can even see on the both in the look at the lashon. Actually, he says it. Although he says it in light of the tesis. In Sukkah, the carbon ha'edah. But if you look, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Mamish came out beforeish. The chila between gavra and chefza. That's what it says. Tamon gufa avera. The chefza itself is an effect. There's an avera. Bram hocha hu aver avera means you may be over an avera, but that does not in any way affect the kiyam
mitzvah. Matzah shel tevel is not us for the same reason. It's not a chefza shel issur. It's just.
Well, there's a lav of not eating tables. Yeah, the same idea.
It's not a
chetzah shel issur. Correct. No, but again, the point is simply that the chetzah is not a chetzah shel avera. There's no chetzah shel avera here. By you're doing something which is asa, but the chetzah itself, the act of kriya, or the case of the matzah, correct? The matzah is a chetzah shel matzah. See, this Yerushalmi.
Are you saying the matzah is a
chetzah? Yeah.
But not the same.
The mechala between the two. The truth is, the chiluk is not so poshut. Even though I hear what he's saying, as Rabbi Yaskin said, one is in the Gabi, one is in the Chetzah. The Achronim bring a raya from this Babli, a raya from the Shalmi, from a famous Babli in Sukkah. I wasn't able to, this I did very late last night, so I'm an Aleph from an Aleph. The Gemara is talking about, on top of the page, Torah Rabbah on the second line, the issue of Sukkah Gzula. This is another famous issue. What's the din? And can I steal your Sukkah? And be also in the midst of Basukah Seishu Shivas Yomim by stealing your Sukkah. What?
There's a
Sukkah Gzula. The question is, I mean, how do you go ahead and steal a Sukkah when it's obviously Mechub L'Karka, it's attached to the ground. Karka and Nixelas, so it's not really... Okay, that could be. There are Betzir, but take a look in the what the Gemara says here. Tanu Rabbanan Sukkah Gzula V'amesachi B'shus HaRabim Rabbi Lazar Posel V'acham Machshir Omer Rav Nachman Nachlokitz. You simply went ahead and you kicked him out. You sort of abducted him and you threw him out of his own sukkah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Tamid Yama Eidon Amelsi Dechavasa Mesukasha Chavero. Why e kaka nixela suka gzulahi? Vinami kaka en nixela suka shulahi. But the Chacham disagreed. Rabban of the Tamayum, the army of the Melsi Chavasa Mesukasha Chavero, the kaka en nixela. So according to Chachamim, we're Tokyo Mishavera Masim Misukoso and Karka in Nixelis. So obviously there's an Avera. You're not allowed to steal Karka from someone else. And yet, there's no psula mitzvah b'avera. Why? Lichora, based on this Yerushalmi, because karka, even if you want to say there's an isur gzeila, which there certainly is, even though there's no maisik gzeila, because gezel requires an act of gezel, there's no action that you can, you can't steal a piece of karka. However, there's no chadoshim gozel nechefza, shen nigzelis. And therefore, it's kosher the mitzvah, there's no psula mitzvah b'avera. It seems to be the same as the Yerushalmi. So here also now, going back to the tesis, so on page number one, so it could be, this is the machlokes in the time of the Ri. Namely, according to the Ri, he holds that the shem gozel that passes the chepza for a mitzvah is totally on dini mamonis, which means as long as the, in dini mamonis, the chepetz which was stolen is a chepetz ha-gozel, that's nifsal gam mitzvah. Means what's the criteria for a psula mitzvah? Dini mamonis. The chashem mishpat aspect, that's a critical factor. However, if you hold yesh gedias kone, so the mele, there's no problem. Yesh gedias kone means it's mine. So in dina mamonis, if it's mine, even though there may very well be a maisa avera, but dina mamonis is koveh. So once it's mine, automatically, that also impacts the key of my mitzvah, and I'm a kind of mitzvah. Now, I can't say this is some meduyuk in the Lashon of the Ri, but the other one, at the time, says no, that's incorrect. The shem gozel nechetza is not a function of dina mamonis. A mitzvah above aver. It's totally on the maisik zela. Did I do a maisik zela with this chepza? Did I steal this chepza or not? So even if yesh kedi is kone, and even if you want to assume, okay, yesh kedi is kone, which means there's no mitzvah of hashava. There's no halacha of yesh v'sak zela shegozal. Because yesh kedi is kone. However, but there's a, on the chepza, there's a psul gozal, because there's a maisik zela on the chepza. You hear what I'm saying? Now the question is, what is it totally on? Is it totally on the dina mamonis aspect, which of course is determined by whether yesh kedi kone or yesh kedi is not kone, or it's not determined by the mamonis, but rather, did I do an act of gezel? So according to Abinatam, this is a chepza which is possible, a maisik zel was done with a chepza. Now, I'll tell you honestly, that I don't know if necessarily Abinatam holds like this Yerushalmi, it's not so clear to me that necessarily, I'm assuming that he does, but I don't really know that that's true. That it could be Abinatam time holds not as Yerushalmi. Maybe holds that the Sula Mitzvah Baba Avera is Chal if the Avera is Gurin the Mitzvah. That's exactly actually what Tais and Sukkah writes. Tais and Sukkah writes that what's called the Mitzvah Baba Avera? Machma, so Avera Nesta a Mitzvah. It mafsheret the mitzvah, correct. Without the avera, you wouldn't be able to kind the mitzvah, and as one leads to the other. So maybe that's what he holds. Maybe he holds that mitzvah above avera means that the avera is going the mitzvah, even without the chaloshim gozel, and the avera bechetza. But it could be, maybe he accepts the Yerushalmi, maybe he holds no. The din of mitzvah above avera is totally in the chetza shal avera, but he holds the shame of gozel in the chetza, that passes the chetza, is not nothing to do with din of mamas. I mean, it's not so clear to me from the Lashon Avinu Tam what exactly he holds. To Abyesh, Kedi is Kone, but still, there's a Chadoshim Gozel, there's a Chadoshim Psul, there's a Chetzah Shavera that's on over here. Now, the reason why I mention this is because the Ri, one of the Kashas, the Ri asks, in the middle of the Tesis, it's sort of parallel to Girin Hashas. We actually read this piece, but there's another Kashi, also, he has several Kashas, and one of the questions he asks is from the Din of a Gazlan can be also the Chiv of Lulav after a Shinu. So once the shinu is done, so then the gazlin can be yotze. The Gemara also discussed here whether, as I said, shinu kone. So the gazlin can be yotze the chiv of belulav after shinu. According to Abinatam, the shaila is why shouldn't it be possible mitam mitzvah b'avera? Who cares? There was a shinu. By the end of the day, you have mitzvah b'avera. So how does the shinu help you in this matter? And beyond that, if you remember the Gemara in Sukkah, which I didn't look up, chatoya ni maskia, but the Gemara in the beginning of Lulav Gozel talks about avankari. And the issue over there was there are non-Jews that are involved. The question regarding kinyonim, how are we going to get the item actually to the hands of the Jew? So the Gemara there, and that's where Abinatam actually is, I think, a little bit difficult. He doesn't obviously refer to that Gemara here. I don't see it. But in the case of Avankri, if Yesh, you have Yesh and Shinu Rishus, the Lokeach can be Yotzer, the Lula, he's coming from the Gaza. Why? Why shouldn't we still apply the mitzvah above avera? I'm asking, why should mitzvah above avera not apply even after shinui, and even after yesh and shinui shus? At the end of the day, it's a mitzvah above avera. Okay, and so that's why I'm saying that that apparently, according to one ilachura, it's all totally on the mamonis. Mamonis is koveya, whether it's considered to be a chepta shel aveira or not. Go to the other one, no. It has nothing to do with the mamonis aspect. It's completely a function of, is there a ma'is aveira here or not? So that's a question that one can ask, as I say, which the Ri is asking all the time. He's asking on him that the Gemara by Avankri and Sukkah, Yeshin Roshus, that you could be Yotze with the lulav that was nicknamed from the Gazan. Why shouldn't there be a psul? According to Rabbi Natan, mitzvah, blah, blah, blah. There's a ma'is aveira that was not over here. Why shouldn't it be possible? Yeah, I'm sorry. Rabbi Asger.
Why should it not be?
Why should it not be possible?
That's
why
right. It's correct. Why should it not be possible because of mitzvah, blah, blah, aveira?
It's the time delay. It's not simultaneous. So
it, as ma, so what?
I've seen this discussed that some of the Korea, the Hamas.
Not at the same time. Is that what the Yerushalmi is saying? The Yerushalmi said, Tamon.
No, it's not Gufa. What
the Yerushalmi doesn't say it. You're suggesting. And the Chanami. If there's a time delay, so automatically that severs the connection between the two. That's what you're saying. But why should that be? I'm not sure why that should be. Why should that be a factor?
So can you say
for Ben Chatzah? So yeah, that's what you have to assume. It's not the same Chatzah. But if terms of the mitzvah bo b'avera, the maisa avera that was done over here, why should that be a factor? The fact is, Ashino, Yeyu, Shino, Shus.
I think I remember the Rav explaining it a little different.
Could be.
I don't remember. I know he said
it. I was not there, so I don't know.
He said it for sure that God had the Zora, but that Dora Nevad is Mos.
But that's a separate soul.
I think that the Rav applied it to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam saying it's like a Mos.
But that's not in this thesis. I'm talking about just the Lashon of the Tam and Tesis. He doesn't at all suggest that. I mean, I understand what you're saying, that Shinu Koneh, essentially, that becomes a new Chefza. It's not a Chefza Gozel. It's no longer the same item that was stolen. And therefore, the Psul, Mitzvah Aveir, is Paka. Okay? I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara had earlier, I'm not holding so much in the Daf Yomi, but in Samachem, the base here, if you look at that Gemara, the Gemara had discussed with Gabi the Psul Esnan. If you remember that regarding the Psul of Esnan, there's a din of Shinui, and now the Behemah is Kosher La Akraba. So maybe that's what you're saying. The Psul of Gozel, because of Shinui, the Psul of Gozel is now Poka. There's no longer here the Gemara and Daf Samachem Beis on the bottom of the page. Nasan Lab Yasan Chitim Vasan Seilas Zaysim Vasan Shem. In all those cases, Gemara goes to Beshami Vesilel. So they're also the same issue. Means as a result of the Shinui, now is Machshir the animal as a carbon, and so too the Shinui you're suggesting is that the Chefza is a new Chefza. The Chefza is Paka what it was earlier. That's what you have to somehow. I think you're right. I think that's a svara. You're saying that's what Rav Soloveitchik. But you know, you said mitzad mos. I see. Okay.
No,
but that's a separate psul. Dafka b'avodazara. You're saying maybe it's also the mitzvah b'avera itself is also a psul mos. Wow, that's a chiddush gadol. Pashas that only applies to b'avodazara. I don't think it applies to mitzvah b'avera in general. No, I understand. Pisach and Chola. Pisach, Vavesim Gozel, Pisach, Vesachola. Gozel, Dum, the Pisach. Let's say Takanta. This also, let's say Takanta. They say Mitzad Mos. Who said that? You're saying the Ritva said that? He applies it, he extrapolates from there to.
Yeah. The Shabbat discusses in his own. But the Gemara Sukkah just makes a distinction between if you're just someone that's Gozel, Aitzin, and Mitzad.
Right.
Everybody says you're Yotzin because it's a Shina.
Okay. And the Chanami, I'm not disagreeing. I think I'm agreeing with you. Between what that for you on?
On some page. I'm just saying on the Esna from the Sugya Esna.
Oh, by Esna, okay. I see. Look at that taste of what Rabbi Baum is pointing out. On that Samachem Bebeis. Hamani Beshamahi. Ah, v'im tomar hechi medamile ma'inyan esnan yitzol shinui. Okay, so he said v'yeshlomar. I'm sorry, the Gemara v'yeshlomar the kasavar ishinu kone royhu lahatish shinui beesnan dechoshiv ke'acher. Oh, he says it. So Rabbi Baum is right. Ve'inze also shebal the yoda b'toras esnan umim isnami lo mois. Even though very good. Okay, so even the Psula Mo is not applicable, but he says explicitly. Thank you. He says explicitly that it's a different Chefsa. It's not the same item. I mean, it could also be, maybe that's what you were suggesting, Dr. Mazenkis, that in terms of what about Yesh and Shinu Rishus, the same Kasha. Shinu, we said, the different Chefsa. And what about Yesh and Shinu Rishus? So, still, Mitzvah Bavavera, who cares? Yesh and Shinu Rishus, very nice. So maybe you're going to argue there also that the psul of Gazel B'chefza depends on what the Gemara says, Isura so the other. It came to your hands through an act of Isur. According to the time, the Chefetz is called the Chefetz HaGazel, a Gazel is a Maisek Zegla, but even after you're Kona the Chefetz in the Mamanis, Masha Enkein Alokeach, who acquires the Chefetz of Yesh Shinu Meshus, he didn't do any Maisek Zegla. Beheter also the other. A guy who just buys it, so he has no problem. He got a beheter. Mashenkin over here, he came with Babi Isra. So therefore the psul of Gozel Bechetza is poka once you are kone, because it's not a gozel. It's no longer considered to be a gozel. Okay. I mean, it could be that in the case of a gazlan, maybe you might argue, a gazlan has kinyonic zela. So once he has kinyonic zela, so then perhaps the chetza is called a dabra gozel. And therefore it's possible the mitzvah, even after the chalois kinyon of Yeyush, Mashenkin lokeach, Lokeach is different. The Lokeach, we said, not only Beheteros will be Ade, but it doesn't come via the channel of Gezel. It comes, like, say, via the channel of a kind of Aveda. So in Mele, there's no Psula, Bissab of Aver. You see what I'm saying? Yesh Lechalab between these two situations. One came about through an act of Isur, through an act of Gezel. So there, the Mitzvah of Aver is still activated. Mashen came. In the other case, the Lokeach, who purchased it, so it came about Beheteros of the Ade, and almost a kind of Aveda. The Gemara says earlier, the chilek between Gezel and Aveda, Aveda Beheter Asa the other, Gezel but Isra Asa the other, and that's why here it would not, the Psula Mitzvah Be'er would be Poka if it came about through a Heter. Okay, I'm just saying that.
You told that
the Vamakri? What? Yeah, Vamakri, right. Okay, someone actually mentioned this to me, and luckily I own the Sefer. In the Sefer Yosha, I'm in a town. The only one who used to quote that Sefer was Abraham Lichtenstein, the Seder, and page number 10 and 11. So he actually has here, I didn't have a chance to look at it carefully. He brings a nafka mina on the bottom of the page. You see where it says, it's about, where it says, V'nira le mishum desvira le le'ula. So on that line, he says over here, the Sfira Le'ula, the Esh Kedi Ba'al Makani, Levad Mikar B'Me'esod. He's Mechalek, you see what I'm saying, about six lines up in the bottom of the page. That Yesh Kedi is Koneh, Levad Mikar B'Me'esod. He quotes the Gemara Meruba, Oma Ula Menayal Yesh Yer HaKoneh, Shenem HaVesim Gozel. Rabbi Yochanan Belulav HaGozel, Dorish Le'l Gabi Esod Nami Mi'Hocha. Sounds to me like he's saying that Yesh Kedi is koni, even the Gabi Mitzis. But when I get the carbon, ain't Yerush koni. It makes a chiluk again between carbon.
Yerush by itself is koni.
That's right. You know, we're saying, for example, the Gabi Lulav, Yerush is not koni at all. It's possible Mishum Gozel. What's the Tzara Shavu between carbon and Lulav? That's what I thought Rabbi Asger was at it. I would say that I'm not sure what he's saying here. That I understand where you need lochem, Yesh is not kone. Yesh is not kone by carbon. Carbon has to be carbon, no, Gemara says. It has to be your carbon. There's a chalois of lochem that's required by a carbon. Who adim belulav? Ulakachin lochem by yomarisha. That's the common denominator between a carbon and a lulav. Both require actually bailus, both require, has to be yours. And even though Yesh in general is kone, but Yesh is, the king Yesh is mufka bidin lochem because it's chal b'isa. It's not your other mitzvah. Mashenkin belochem. And Lulu Agozel is not your chem, it's possibly Yom Tosheni. Mashenkin Kinyani Sheila Beheter, it is called Lachem Yom Tosheni.
What? If
Yerush
is going to by itself with absolutely nothing, why is he going to pay Dal Behe?
Okay, that's a good question. What was that? Shalom Bochah, Shalom Tovea. Yeah, it's not clear what I'm saying. What is he saying here? I'm saying that Rabbi Natan is
searching it for Korban, for Hekdesh.
Right. But he's saying it's chal bein b'karban bein b'lulav. B'karban, we're saying gozel dum de pisach, by lulav you need lachem ala gozel. The din of the time is saying that psul is chal even after kinya yesh is dafka b'karban b'lulav. There you have gezeirah akosev, dafka in these two situations, and that gezeirah akosev, that pasul's gozel is chal, the din of yesh na kone, shar mitzvahs, there's no din of gozel, There's just stam mitzvah b'avera. Somehow yesh kidi is konen. There's no psul mitzvah b'avera. And that's what he says over here in the Sefer Yosha, and that's also what he seems to be saying in
the. With the sheet and it's the same
that's right with the Tosis. Yeah, of course, that's at the top. It's the same sheet. I mean, it could also be maybe this would also answer the other kasha of Tosis. That Tosis here going back to number one. The Tosis here also has the kasha from Kinyan Shinoi and Shinoi Rishus. These Kinyanim are also, I assume, there's a Kinyan Gomer, the Gabi Lachem, as regards mitzvahs. But Yesh Kedi is not Kone Kinyan Gomer, the Gabi Bailim, and Lachem by mitzvahs. And as you said, Rabbi Yasger, that Shinoi is like a new Chefta. And maybe the Kinyan is a Kinyan Gomer, the Choldover. Shinoi Rishus. How Shinoi Rishus Chal also, Midin, the Gemara says, Beteros, the Liode, like Aveda. So that also is going to work. Kinyan Gomer. But Yesh Kedi Kone, Midin Kinyan Zela. And therefore, it's not called Lachem. This halacha, it's not kone, it's called gozel, and therefore you are apostle. There's a famous tesis in the sukkah, I also did that here, and I've test. There's a tesis in sukkah, what page is that on? On page 5. There's a famous tesis on the bottom of the page. Tesis is a famous kasha that if you have a, the Gemara has a pasuk over here regarding. Chagas Sukkos Tase Lecha Shivas Yomim Tase Lecha. The Gemara says on the bottom of the page, Limutik Zula, 3 lines from the bottom. That the Gemara has a pasuk that you can't have a sukkah that's gozel because of the pasuk Chagas Sukkos Tase Lecha. Text Tosfos Akash at the bottom of the Yomid. What do you need that pasuk for? It's a mitzvah above Avera. That's a famous kasha. One of the most famous kashas of the Baalei HaTosfos in Shas. Who needs the pasuk of Chagas Sukkos? Sukkos pasuk. You have a general psalm, it's about Bavera. You see what I'm reading? In the Baum Tesis. But Lechura, according to the time, the Kasha is no Kasha. According to the time of Sefer Yosha that we just read now. Because only if a mitzvah requires Lachem, or there's a psul of Gozel, then the time says it's Pasul after Yesh. So the Gabra, the Gemara actually has to bring a Pasul of Lecha to tell you even the mitzvah Sukkah requires Lachem, like Lulav and Karban. And that's why Sukkah is Pasul even Lacha Yesh. You know what I'm saying? I want to ask you this kasha. Why do I need a pasuk chagas sukkos tase lecha the budik zula? When I have a general what? Okay, that's a good question. Why is that a good exception? But I'm trying to be mechalek between the two. I'm saying the following. I'm saying that Rabbi Natan and Sefer Yosha here said the following. He said that only a mitzvah that requires the din of lachem or there's a psul of gozel. Then Rabbi Natan says even after yesh is a psul. However, that's why the Gemara brings. The Gemara here needs a different pasuk. Chagas Sukkos Tase Lecha. Even the mitzvah of Sukkah requires lachem, like lulav, like karban, and Sukkah Gzula. Even after Yesh is also going to be pasul. That's why I can't use the mitzvah of Abba there.
Because after Yesh will not work.
Correct. Exactly. Like the Chachamim. Okay. Erechanam. Okay. There's another part of this taste that also bothers me. I don't know if I'm be able to. Tesis also, I'm back on page number one. Here he said, we read this part already. But the end of Tesis here, not the end, where it says, Nira the Re, I don't know if you can, let me just find the line. There's a Nira the Re here that says, Yeyush Lokoni, and even though by carbon it's Yeyush Hashini Hashem, Mekar Chulm Vashto Hegdish, he says, "Ein konulo ela machma shehigdish, v'lo yakonulo kodem pasle rachmano la'akrovim shemitzvah abav avera." Then he says, "Also by nezikin." There's a clear gemara. What's having the time to do with this whole gemara? He has a gemara here, the Re, that hegdish is a shini hashem. So not because hegdish kedi is kone. Yesh kedi kone. Is it dinner? Shini Hashem? Rabbi Natan just disregards this whole Gemara. But I assume that Rabbi Natan would hold Shini Hashem behegdish is kona only mil abona. So that's why he doesn't use that Gemara. Or maybe there's a chilukah between different types of hegdish. I'm just now in the speculative mode. Maybe there's a chilukah between kedushas berek habayis and kedushas aguf. I mean, the Gemara there is talking about, Asuk is talking about berek habayis, the Shini Hashem. The Gemara in Hanizokin that he quotes is talking about Dushas Karban the Mizbeach. I mean, the Tom holds that's not a Shini Hashem. I don't know if you agree with what I just said. there is a chilukim between Berg Habayis and Nusaguf and Mizbech. The Gemara always says that that's what Rav Chaim, the Rav used to call the Rav Chaim, Meikar Tua Duvein, Vashta Tua Duvein. In the case of a korban, where I magdish an animal, bring it to Hegdish, the Bailis, there are two aspects of it. There's the Kedusha of it, that goes to the Hegdish, but the Bailis of Mamanish is mine. Meikar Tua Duvein, Vashta Tua Duvein. Vashengi, Berg Habayis, what am I, when I give this tender to Hegdish, I'm giving the Mamanish. That's where there's a fundamental distinction between the two. So maybe you have an etam is machin between the Kedusha Berek HaBayis and Kedusha Mizbeach, because the sugya is talking about Kedusha Berek HaBayis. That's called the Shini Hashem. The Gemara in Gittin that he cites here in Ani Zokim is talking about Kedusha's carbon of Mizbeach. Now, Ben Etam holds, that's not a Shini Hashem. I mean, what you asked regarding, there's a thesis I saw on Daf Ayin Vov, but these mechala between Dal V'Hei, between Ganav, Shehigdash, and Berek HaBayis, if you're Magdash, you had a Gabayis, you have Dal V'Hei. The Gemara says there, Mali B'chor V'Lehejit, and a ganim sheigdish mizbeach apart from dal behei, because of what I said, meikar tu duuvim hashet tu duuvim. There's a distinction between the kedusha's carbon and mizbeach and the kedusha of berek habayis. Mizbeach habayis is shini Hashem. What does it mean, berek habayis? I give it over to egdish. I'm giving the mamas to egdish. There's nothing else. The shulchan has no kedusha. The what it called the shtender has no kedusha. So what am I giving to egdish? The mamas, and they could use the mamas for whatever reason they see fit. The head still has a yet. That's cool. It's not called the Shini Hashem. And there's a makom mechala between somehow the two situations. Now there's one more thing also which is relevant here that Taisus here quotes, let me show you where it is, about how many lines from the 9-10 lines from the bottom up. Taisus quotes here a Gemara, famous Gemara, the beginning of Perek HaGozel. Gemara says that Gozel Sochiton Tochana Losho Afo Vaherim Menu Chala Kesim Mavarech Einzim Mavarech Elamenait. It's a famous Gemara. So Taisa says, I'll read the Gemara. Yadam HaResha Gozel Kama HaResha Gozel Sochiton Tochana Losho Afo, means you did all these actions after stealing it. You complete the obviously effected a change in the item by doing by grinding it, by baking it, and then you mafresh challah, kesem mevarach, etzem mevarach elam enayitz. V'dochi dehosrin, demotzi sova ba'alma, deshinu konem. V'ochi mishumitza abo ba'aver, afagav dekona kodol v'chein, le'inyen bracha, lahaske, shem shamayim ola, boi lahachmi yoser. That sounds like what Rabbi Yazgir said a moment ago.
Bracha works, it's just the bracha is the bracha.
That's right. The issue is the bracha, Tezer says. That's the issue. I mean, he says, Roy Lahachmer Lov Yosef, what you called before Mos. I don't know if this fits into that category. No, he says you can't make a bracha. Where you have a gezel that is the opening salvo over here, and then you think, okay, I did all these shinuyim. I basically effected many, many shinuyim. I did trina, I did afia, I did lisha, now I have a challah, whatever I have in my hand. Ein zem v'orech, elam enayitz. Even though b'shasa bracha, the chefza is not a gozel as far as dinam amunis. It's mine, completely mine. And yet, what do we say? You can't go ahead and make a bracha. Why? Because there's an aveira that preceded the bracha. What does he say? I believe you can read it.
It's the top of the turrets.
So here the ritva you're quoting. The turrets, the lamina mitzvah of Avera. There's a famous ritva. I know you're referring to this ritva. I know this ritva. So the ritva says that he has a kasha. Why is mitzvah of Avera only found in Shas in three or four places? It's found by Korban. It's found by Shofar. It's found by Lulav.
The
Shofar
the
Rambam
says after
not. That's right. Shofar didn't. Ein Bekel didn't gezel. Machlokes Rambam the Rambam. But I'm just talking about it's found by Korban. Ritzui. That's the common denominator.
And bracha.
Bracha, correct. Okay. So good, good. Very good. So he says it very clearly. That's a famous ritva. Probably the most famous ritva in Shas. Al Vesuka Shein Bar Ritzui. Leka Mishumitzah Abba Bavera.
And Lulav also,
he
says.
Yeah, Lulav also. Lulav is the Gemara. The Gemara says Lulav and Tainis. The Gemara that Bezma Bez. Lulav comes to Ratzah Salamayim. Also the Nadurim that we do with the Lulav.
Why is Mitzui distinction?
Because it's like Mos. How could you be asked for Rachmanis from a Kaddish Baruch with something else?
You're asking, means you're asking that the Lulav, by the way, the Ramban also writes in Chumash, also the Ramban and Mechamos. That's about Soloveitchik once said a whole shiur on this. That it's a tikkun for the Cheir HaKadmon. According to one opinion, it was an esrog. the Chet HaKadmon, the other Marisham. So Mela, that's what the Kachalachem, Hayom Marisham, Priyat Sodor, Lesakein, as a tikkun for the Chet HaKadmon. Why? It's a ritzoi to Hashem Yisbarach, because that's what the, as Dr. Mazenka said, that's what the Lulav Nesek all about. It's all din ritzoi. And Bracha, certainly, Lechora also has in it the element of ritzoi. The question is exactly, no, Sukkah is not. Sukkah ain't by ritzoi. There's no ritzoi in Sukkah.
Therefore,
there's no mitzvah Baba Vera. Mitzvah Bavera only applies when there's a din of ritzoi. That's right. So you have these three items where the Chazal mentioned Mitzvah Baba Vera, they have a common denominator, this element, namely the element of ritzoi, that's what brings it all together. I mean, so the Tesis says basically that, I mean, the Halamina was, it's a question, I want to ask about the Chala piece. They said that's exactly the Mokka. Yeah. That's what the Rav said in that Shia. Lefnai Lefnim. So that makes it also a din ritzoi. I mean, he brought many rayas. Rabbi Shofar, there are many, many rayas. The Shofar is a kein tefillah. He brought 15 rayas the Rav from all over the place in Rishonim. Shomer called Tuas Abu Yisrael Barachamim. Yom Din Barachamim. It's a halach in ritzoi. The Racham comes in Baratzen and Biasadin. It's Antokas Adin. Many, many rayas. He brought so many rayas to this. Avraham Lichasin used to speak about this all the time. He thought it was Lamito Shoter. That's what he told me. This is so.
What?
Okay, I'm asking. Say it. I'm just saying that I always. But I'm bothered by the bracha and afresh eschala. That bracha is that bracha. What is that? The berachas hamitzvah? No, isn't that a berachas hamitzvah? And the mitzvah afresh eschala. Although maybe it might be something else. Maybe might be a shevach like you have by shechita. The same details we heard there. We once spoke about this. That is the Birchas HaShevach and the Chaloisa HaFrosha. Okay, but Tesis apparently held that, I mean, it's the Birchas HaMitzvah, but what you said is correct. I mean, it's 100%, whether it's Shevach, it's Ritzui. Very good, beautiful. Thank you very much, Hashikach. I didn't think of it offhand, but that's a very famous comment of the...
I'm pretty sure
Of course he quoted it. I heard from him in the Shur Matsuka. He said many about 55 years ago. So he said that they're over this ritzvah, the most famous ritzvah in this whole area. okay, I actually am going to stop because I have to say a hesped on the other side. I have to get my wife too, so I apologize for the kitzah.